Every time we ask our kids to do something, we are fighting with their brain chemistry. So today I'd like to share something with you that sounds super simple. There is some science behind it. It's called the 5-minute win ritual. And it literally rewires your brain, or rewires your kid's brain, to help them be more motivated. If we haven't met yet, hi, I'm Marina Joy, and I help parents of tweens help their kids get more motivated, more organized, communicate better, and develop better critical thinking skills. All right, let's dive in. So let's think about it this way. If your kid's brain is like a video game character, and that video game character keeps getting these impossible quests, things like clean your entire room, or complete this full math chapter, or write a full essay, the character freezes. It's too much. They're overwhelmed. That's just like your tween when you ask them to do those things. But what if the first quest was super simple? An easy way to, you know, in the video game, get a coin or something. Instantly, they're motivated because they got that coin and they want the next one. Okay, that's kind of what we're going to do with this motivation ritual. It's got 3 simple steps. So first one is we're going to connect. So you want to put your phone down. I know this is a tough one. Our phones are glued to our hands. We want to put it down. We want to connect with our kid for a minute, maybe 2 minutes, and you're just in the same space. You can ask them, hey, how's it going? And we're just going to listen. They may or may not say anything, but by virtue of being in the space together, you are having some form of connection. So now that they feel a little bit connected, now we're going to prime their brain. We're going to say, hey, what is one thing you're going to do next? Or what is the very next thing you're going to do? And this is something that you might have to give them some suggestions. If you've never asked them what the very next thing they're going to do, they might say, I don't know. So you might actually have to prompt them and say, hey, I think the very next thing that we need to do this morning is go get your bed made. It doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be made. And then you can say to them, so what's the very next thing you're going to do? And they might say, make my bed. But if you do this regularly, they will start to see, oh, I get to say what my very next thing is. So this activates the part of the brain that is tied to focus and follow through. So we want them to state with intention the thing that they're going to do, and then they're going to go and actually do that thing. Now this needs to be something they can do in maybe like 2 minutes, super, super quick. Maybe it's read a short paragraph. Maybe it is make their bed. Maybe the very next thing they're going to do is go brush their teeth. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Maybe they're doing one math question. The important thing is they're stating the thing and then they're going to take 2 minutes and do the thing. The most important thing is it's something they can actually finish, something they can accomplish. Because when they do, that tells their brain they're keeping a promise to themselves, and that builds confidence. Doing builds confidence, and also the fact that they kept the promise to themselves. So the next time they say, oh, I'm doing this thing, they're like, oh yeah, I keep promises to myself. This is super important, especially when you are homeschooling and you know you have this big plan, you've got goals for the future. And sometimes we forget that we need those wins today, in the moment, to move ourselves forward to hit those bigger goals. We need multiple wins. So this is how we're going to set them up. And this is also why this is part of my 3-season homeschool method. We break things up into small bite-sized pieces so that your tween can work independently on their schoolwork, and they can get these micro wins that build their confidence, which make them more likely to take on more difficult tasks. You're also teaching them how to follow through, and this is something that is super important, not just for homeschooling, but as they go out into the world and they get a job and their employer asks them to do something and they need to follow through, they have built that skill. They're used to keeping promises to themselves and following through and doing the thing, so they're building that character and building to achieve their goals. So here's my question for you today. What is one tiny win, like a 2-minute win, that you could have your tween do? So you connect, then you get them to state with intention the thing that they're going to do that's only going to take them about 2 minutes to do. Then you get them to go and do it, and then you acknowledge that they have done it. Now, this isn't the time for gold stars. We don't get gold stars for showing up in life. Okay, not everybody gets the reward. We get rewards for outcomes. And especially in these middle school years, we really want to start rewarding for outcome. You did the thing. So the reward of doing the thing is you gain confidence. You don't need a prize per se. So what is that one thing that you can start with tomorrow? And it might not be making the bed, because they're like, do I really have to make my bed? But what if it is, okay, the very next thing I need to do is to go get my math book, make sure I have my pencil sharpener, eraser, all of the things that I need. I'm going to set the timer for 2 minutes, make sure I'm set up to do math. Them to do that in 2 minutes is a win. That is something that they have accomplished. They know they can do it in that time. Now, if you want help setting up wins throughout your day, I do have a free homeschool schedule planner designed specifically for building daily wins into your schedule. It is designed for success. Just type the word planner below and I will get that to you. And if you want more content like this and you're watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and hit subscribe. And otherwise, I will talk to you next time.